USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you are vaccinated and boosted, you may get COVID, but you are highly protected against severe illness.
President Biden's comments at the White House on Tuesday, this has over 1 million people, both vaccinated and unvaccinated combined, tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. Americans are quitting their jobs in record numbers. The Labor Department says 4.5 million people left their jobs in November, which is a new high. According to the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, the accommodation and food service industry led the way with the largest number of quits. Losses in health care, social assistance, transportation, and warehousing round out the top five. This is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAFE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, that's 800-804-7283, or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The Remain in Mexico policy is back and running.
The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's airports still trying to dig out from an avalanche of flight delays and cancellations. So far today, there have been more than 3,500 flights that haven't taken off on time or at all. This comes as the East Coast was hammered by a winter snowstorm on Monday, and that's where today's trouble spots are located. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Some lawmakers are hopeful 2022 will nail down reform in big tech. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck agreed and says that social media companies are playing a dangerous game. Buck, one of the few lawmakers who is not on social media, and says we all need to boycott Facebook, Twitter, Google, and the like.
I don't think just other members of Congress. I think other conservatives, other Republicans, other people in this country who have a conscience should refuse to deal with Facebook. Facebook is a company that has knowingly recognized the ill effects of its product on young teenage girls and their self-image, and seen increased suicides and this body shaming is going on. They have recognized that their social media app is used for bad purposes by human traffickers and drug dealers. And if we continue to use products like Amazon, like Facebook, like Apple, then we're part of the problem. And so I don't want to be part of the problem. There are times when I don't have a choice, but whenever I have a choice, I try to make sure that I act in a way that is clear that there have to be alternatives. There has to be competition in the marketplace.
Buck speaking there on Fox News. More news on USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.